You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In a city of skyscrapers and multi-million dollar mansions, some of San Francisco's most contested real estate is the grimy 9 feet of asphalt next to the curb. Today, we're launching a three-part series on the way that space is changing and how it could change in the future. We're calling our series Curb Wars.
Curb Wars.
San Francisco has helped lead a nationwide trend of using the space by the curb for things besides parking, like restaurant seating, extra sidewalk, and bike share stations. And you can see all those things happening at once on a single, narrow, crowded street, Valencia, in the Mission. The curb space there is precious. But how precious? Could you put a price tag on it? KLW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter went to Valencia with a question. How much is the curb worth? Here's Eli.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Even on a chilly Tuesday evening, Valencia Street in the Mission is full of activity. Bikes are zipping by, passengers are popping in and out of Ubers, and I'm sitting down to eat an empanada in what used to be a parking space.
This is really good.
I'm with Paula Copavia, the co-owner of Benga Empanadas, here on Valencia.
I'm from Argentina, and I love empanadas.
Paula says she sells empanadas every day, but she never gets tired of them.
As soon as they open the oven and smell the empanadas, like, oh, I know, I love it.
Benga is a small place with about a dozen seats indoors.
You can see we are not too big inside.
So in 2017, they expanded by taking over the parking space out front and turning it into a seating area. That's where Paula and I are now. If you took us back in time 2 years, we might be sitting on top of a parked car.
We extend the business, right?
This configuration, called the parklet, was invented in San Francisco in 2005. The parklet here is pretty basic. An extra trapezoid of sidewalk sticking out into the street, penned in by an orange metal wall, some plants, and a wooden counter.
Now we have people inside and outside, and they love it.
Valencia, maybe more than any other street in San Francisco, shows the ways that the space next to the curb, the space that used to mainly be for parking, is rapidly changing. On this one block, between 15th and 16th, you've got traffic, a bike lane, two restaurant parklets, a Ford Go bike stand, and of course, still a lot of parked cars. Valencia could show us the way other streets are changing. So I wanted to find the answer to what I thought was a pretty basic question. How much is a parking space worth? Whether it's a bike station or a parklet or just a normal parking space, how much do people pay to use it?
Well, it's a great question.
Thanks, Hank Wilson.
Hi, I'm Hank Wilson. I'm the parking policy manager here at the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency.
If you want to know how much a single parking meter rakes in, Wilson is the guy to ask. He's got a database of every metered parking spot in the city.
So what you see here, what I'm scrolling through, is literally every meter in the Mission Parking Management District.
Every parking spot is a little colored dot on the map. I ask him to find the one in front of Benga Empanadas, right next to the parklet on Valencia.
It appears that it's meter ID number 700-04250.
And then he pulls up all the information about that meter, when it's been used, and how much people have paid.
For that particular meter, it made $5,900 in the calendar year 2017.
$5,900. If you add in parking tickets, drivers collectively pay almost $7,000 a year to use this space. So what does Benga Empanadas pay to use the space right next to it as a parklet?
I think it was 2 years working in this project.
To get a parklet, you have to go through a long permit process with the city. Benga paid over $4,000 in initial fees, according to city officials. Paula and her co-owners say actually building the parklet costs roughly another $16,000. And then there are some ongoing costs.
We pay every year for the parklet, and we have some regulation like keep it clean. If it's graffitis, we have to clean all the time.
Benga's owners say the required maintenance costs around $500 a year. And the annual permit, that's another $280. So once it's built, the parklet is a pretty sweet deal for the owners. They'd guess that the parklet has brought in about 15 to 20% more customers since they opened it last January.
For us, it's good to have the parklet for our business.
The city sees parklets as a good deal, too. They're technically public parks, maintained by the businesses that sponsor them. Anyone can sit at the Benga's parklet, whether they're eating empanadas or not.
Public space, yes.
Just down the street from the parklet is another newcomer on the block, a bike share station.
I didn't bring my own bicycle to the office today. I rode a Ford Go bike.
Brian Wiedenmeyer, the director of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition, bikes up wearing a bright red jacket. He admits the Ford Go bike is clunkier than his personal bicycle.
Yes.
But he likes that he doesn't have to worry about it getting stolen.
If I have a day where I have a lot of meetings, places where I might not feel comfortable locking my bike outside, Go Bike has actually been pretty convenient.
The station here on Valencia and 16th was installed in July 2017. It takes up what used to be three parking spots. Some locals have pushed back against the bike stations. They see them as amenities meant for wealthy newcomers to the mission. On one of the bike stands, a red sticker says, "Make gentrifiers' lives unlivable." To some longtime residents, it can feel like a corporate takeover of local parking spots by Ford Motor Company. I asked Wiedenmeyer if he knows, who's paying for this thing? Does Ford pay something for each station?
Just to clarify, so Ford is the brand name sponsor of the system. Motivate is a private company that operates the system.
Ford pays Motivate to use their branding. So then, does Motivate pay San Francisco to use the parking spaces? It turns out, no. San Francisco provides the parking spaces for free because it sees bike sharing as a public benefit. Okay, so can we answer how much the spot is worth to Go Bike riders who use it?
There's a place here on the station where I'm just going to touch my Clipper card too.
According to Motivate, this station on Valencia is one of the most popular in the system. Based on the numbers so far, Motivate estimates at least 10,000 trips will begin at this station each year. A single ride on a Go Bike costs $3. So multiply that by 10,000 rides, and that comes out to $30,000 a year.
Ta-da! Green light means it's docked safely.
Now, the actual amount that riders pay to use this station is a lot harder to add up, because most riders pay a flat annual membership. But if you take $3 as the basic value of a trip, we can estimate that the value to bikers is something like $30,000 a year. So let's recap. We've learned that a parking spot can make the city around $7,000 a year. Turn that spot into a parklet, the city gets less than $300 a year. And a bike station taking up three spots, well, that's worth thousands of dollars to Motivate and to bikers, but the city doesn't see a cent. But Hank Wilson, the parking manager, says the city isn't really thinking about money when they turn a parking space into something else.
Looking at parking meter revenue and what kind of revenue might be lost as a result of putting in something like a parklet or a bike share station, it's certainly not a question that I've ever been asked as the parking policy manager.
Instead, he says the city tries to manage the curb space however benefits the most residents. And for all the parking spots that are still parking spots, well, the city has a strategy to squeeze the most usefulness out of those too. San Francisco has become a leader in what's called demand-responsive pricing. This year, they're doing away with the flat $2 rate that used to cover most meters. From now on, the cost of every meter will rise and fall based on demand. How that works? Find out in our next episode. In San Francisco, I'm Eli Wirtschafter for Crosscuts.